We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're going to talk to Ed in a little bit. We'll also talk for a few minutes here with Robert Sellers from 24/7 Sports. He covers the University of Houston and covered Oliver's career. And hang on 1 second. Hey, Rob, it's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. How you doing today?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you watched Ed Oliver play. If you had to describe Ed Oliver's career from everything you saw for someone like, say, myself, who didn't see a lot of Houston Cougars football, what would you tell them?
Strictly that he was just extremely dominant, and the motor that he came in with, I mean, he became known with, that made him a five-star recruit coming out of high school, is the motor that basically makes him a next-level defensive tackle, and that's basically what he showed throughout his career. Just dominance. At times, he had a couple spots where he wasn't healthy due to, you know, this past year he missed some games with the chop block. At the Navy game, they chopped him and kind of bruised his knee and kind of ruined the last half of the season for him. But other than that, those kind of – each year I think he had a couple games where he missed for a block that was – it was kind of cheap after the fact, you know, after everyone always kind of saw it. It's one of those things that people argue about in terms of, you know, players' rights and how long they should have to stay in college to get to the pros. But he's one of those guys that's come in with a tremendous motor. He's been dominant at this level, including the times they screen. He tended to have his better games when they played the Power 5 conference. Mm-hmm. He got up for the bigger games that they had. So just really impressed them. Potentially one of the best players, if not the best player that I've covered in my, you know, 10-plus years of doing this.
You know, you mentioned he was a five-star recruit, right? And he had scholarship offers from, like, Alabama and LSU and Oklahoma. Why did he end up at the University of Houston?
Well, one of the biggest keys was Houston had landed his older brother, who's an offensive lineman, also out of the same high school, obviously. And he said after the fact that he was always going to go where his brother went. I don't know if Houston knew that at the time when they landed. His brother was maybe not as highly thought of a recruit as he was, but nonetheless was a solid offensive lineman for a few years. He was a couple years ahead of Ed. And so that was the biggest reason why he stayed. And, of course, he also came through his class, his graduating class, or signing class, excuse me, would have been 2016. It was Houston's biggest class, not just for him, but they also landed a number of other top players in the area, including, you know, quarterback Derek King, who will be the senior this year for them. It's had a good career as well. So it was kind of a perfect storm with Tom Herman being down here at the time and his brother having gone to Houston ahead of him. It was one of those things. That's what really got Houston in the mix and what ultimately helped him keep him home.
In the time that you covered his career, that you had a chance to interview him, get to know him a little bit, Rob, what kind of a kid is he?
He's just a great guy. Really is. He's real playful. He can have fun. He can, you know, he can joke around with the best of them type thing, but he's also serious at times. And when you get him focused on the right subjects, he's one of those that gives you great quotes. He'll give you some great things. We always loved when we had our availability with him just to get him talking a little bit, get him going. And he's got some great analogies for football and things that he's, you know, growing up down here in Houston and being a big country boy that he is, with, you know, his love for animals has been well known throughout the year. Obviously, it's been something they've pointed a spotlight on. But he's just a great kid, really is. I mean, the same kid that I met, you know, first saw Ed at a camp when he was a sophomore in high school, was already dominating people. I was actually there to watch his brother, obviously, for Houston. And that's when I first caught his eye, and Oklahoma had just recently offered him, and he was just starting to emerge on the scene. And he's not changed a bit since those days. Just a really good, high-character kid, too. I think Buffalo fans would be extremely thrilled with him.
What are some of the things he'd love to talk about? You mentioned when you got him talking about some things that he really enjoyed, he was a fun interview. What were some of those?
He definitely, if you get him talking about animals and stuff, it's one thing that really just kind of emerged this year a lot with the marketing that they did with Ed, with him and his horse Oreo. Preseason, that's something that kind of first shined the light on his love for horses, and it's kind of grown throughout the year. They've touched on it through, you know, many of the national articles that have been written about him kind of come back and touch on it. So he loves to talk about growing up in Houston, his love for animals. He loves to talk about his family and just football. If you could just get him talking about a little bit of football, he just goes, and he's great like that. Similar to his his motor on the field, once he starts talking about football, his love for it really shows.
You know, you mentioned the motor, and I was, you know, listening to Sean McDermott, the Bills coach, last night, Rob, after when they drafted him and they came out to talk to the media. He talked about being at the pro day, his pro day at Houston, how he felt you could feel the energy and the juice just coming off this kid at a pro day. Is that part of his makeup too? Was that a big part of his success at Houston?
It really is. He's just very intense and very intense. When he's on the field, like I said, he loves to joke around off the field at times. But when he's on the field, he's all business and he doesn't play around. He's not overly mean, nasty, cheap, anything like that. He's just a tremendous football player. And that motor and his personal drive truly is what's made him who he is. His motor never stops on any play. I've never seen him quit on a play. And his drive to be better off the field. When he signed with Houston in the 2016 class, that would have been February, of course, he didn't report till May, the end of May, when he left high school. But every spring practice they had that year, he was there standing beside the defensive line group, just watching and learning and taking mental reps. And he's just so driven that, you know, he's been called short his whole life and all that. Everyone's doubted that he could do it at this level with his size and all that. But all he's done is produce every step of the way. So couldn't be happier for him to finally get to this goal. I know he's had it since I first came across him, and it's really good to see him finally realize this goal.
I'm curious. So he announced that he was going to go pro before his final season at Houston began, which doesn't typically happen. Did you get a sense in talking to him, you know, you mentioned his intensity and all this other stuff. Did you get a feeling, Rob, that he was just dying to get to the next level? I don't want to say, you know, that he'd proven everything he could, I guess, at Houston or in that conference. Did you feel like he just couldn't wait to get to the next level challenge?
Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit of a combination between, you know, sometimes the competition level, obviously, where he was at, as well as the, you know, like I mentioned before, the little dings each year on his knee from shot blocks and stuff, which is common in the interior line. It's not anything he's not going to deal with at the NFL level as well. But it's one of those things that I think, as long as nothing derailed him, he always had the plans to come for 3 years to dominate, to put his best foot forward, and to move on to that next level. He's one of those guys, like I said earlier, too, that the argument was there that, you know, maybe even a year ago, he could have been ready to go ahead and go to the league and start his career. So, I mean, he's one of those guys that's that much of a standout and that physically gifted that, you know, he could have been one of the ones that pushed the issue in terms of having to go to college for 3 years.
Rob Sellers with us, 24/7 Sports covers the University of Houston. Rob, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us this morning and give us a little more insight on Ed Oliver.
Definitely. I'll be following him from down here.
You have a nice weekend.
Same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.